Blog Talk Radio.
Hurry, little children, run this way. I have got a feast that day.
You're listening to Freedom Talk Radio. We're dealing with the real issues, because the children shouldn't have to run away. We're exposing the escalating nightmare and ignorance of child safety and abuse. Have you any serious issues with satanic abuse, organized paedophilia, abuse in power and parliament, victim blaming, exploitation and intimidation, parental alienation, reporting the authorities for abuse, whistleblowers, police, social workers, child sexual imagery, co-parenting with an abuser, a family member as an abuser? We'd like to hear from you. You can email us securely on freedomtalkradio2013@gmail.com, freedomtalkradio.co.uk.
Welcome, this is Andy Peacher for this special one-off programme on the Patrick Call story, Safe and Well. We've not got long on this episode, it's 30 minutes, so hello Patrick. Are you the Patrick Coyle of the Coyle family?
Yes, I am, Father Coyle, the Coyle family.
Brilliant. And
so, this is me.
And how is Europe at the moment? Nice and sunny over the UK.
Sunny, more content where it was, you know, far more content where it was. It's good to be out, that's what it is, and it's good to be walking about doing your daily chores as usual.
Yeah, it's nice to be home though, isn't it, in your own country, safe and well, but sadly the authorities in Northern Ireland over, you know, the story of trying to get your children away from you because, you know, the authorities colluded with the ex-partner. I'm not allowed to use these words, but what's the word to use? You're the deserted. You're the deserted person. And so they're supposed to actually help you. You know, the law says you should be helped, not the desertee. But anyway, they've done what they've done. They locked you up in Bluestone Morgue in Craigavon. They made you think that they was holding you on a court order, because as we'll hear probably in a couple of minutes, I don't think there is any court order because nobody's been able to provide it. So just say anything you want to say for a couple of minutes and then we'll call in Northern Ireland, please.
Well, Andy, once we're talking to this guy, I'll give my email and I'll put him on the spot to forward the evidence that he has to intimidate people by calling to their houses and harassing people. So we'll put a straight to him here. I'll ask him for the evidence of a mental health problem and evidence of court orders and a warrant that he can call to a number of houses that I know and friends and family and search their houses. So we'll ask them and see what happens.
Yeah, I've got the right terminology. I've been told how to say it. So if I say it and then you carry on. Let's call in the Northern Ireland Police Group. They've recorded our calls, so there's no reason we should report them. It's for training and monitoring.
Good afternoon, Police Search Board. How can I help you?
Yes, can I talk to someone in Lurgan Police Station regarding Patrick Coyle, please?
One second, please.
Ask for Miles Meaney, if you can speak to him.
Oh, Miles Meaney, is it?
Yeah, he's...
Yes.
There's two of us on the line.
That's okay. I'll see if I can get you through. Hold on one second.
Okay. Patrick, it confuses them if you, when I talked.
Right.
I didn't forget the name. I didn't forget the name.
Hello, Tom McKee.
Yes, hello. Is Miles Meany available, please? Or
he's not on duty.
What about the duty inspector?
He's duty inspector's not here.
Okay, who's the next person then who's in charge?
You're speaking to him, Sergeant McKee.
Oh, Sergeant McKee. You're similar to Miles anyway, Sergeant. I've got Patrick Coyle on the line with me on Skype because you're still looking for him.
Who?
Patrick Coyle.
Who's Patrick Coyle? I've never heard of him.
Oh, okay, then I asked the operator to put through to the person dealing with the Patrick Coyle missing persons.
Oh, hold on, hold on. Okay, go ahead. Hello?
Yeah, well, if you don't know this story...
Yes, yeah. I know who you... Yes, I know who we're talking about now. Go ahead.
Yeah, right. Patrick is on the line. He can talk to you in a second, but let me just... ask you this, this is coming from Patrick. Patrick needs bona fide warrants, court orders, legitimate documents to say that you need him back in Northern Ireland and Craigavon Hospital. You know, you're searching people's properties without any warrant.
Who are you, sir?
I'm a friend of Patrick Coyle.
Well, I can't discuss things like that over the phone with somebody who I don't know. But we're trying to locate Patrick. He's a missing person.
You know, because what you the public is asking, actually, I'm Andy
Peter. Yeah, hold on. I'll let you speak to the sergeant who's dealing with Patrick Coyle. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, hold on, sir.
Thank you.
Hello?
Yes, hello. We were looking for Miles, but this other guy got involved.
Right, yeah, how can I help, sir?
Yes, sir, I can't hear you very well now.
Sir, can you hear me now?
Yeah, that's it.
Sorry, it's a phone line, just sorry.
Well, basically, I've got Patrick Cole on the line, we're on Skype doing a conference call, and we're just really... bringing you to basically say you're still safe and well, and we'll continue to do this every week until you provide some legal documents to the public that this person should be in Craigavon Hospital or in police custody, whichever.
Sorry, sir, can I just... I'm not sure. Who am I speaking to, please?
I'm Andrew Peacher. Miles Meany knows me very well. We've had in-depth conversations.
Andrew?
Peacher. P-E-A-C-H-E-R.
Okay, and you've got Patrick Coyle on a conference call?
Yes, I've got him here. I just wanted to ask you, and it's the same question every time we talk to anyone, is where's the warrant, court order, or legitimate document?
So where are the court order?
Like a mental health section in document. A court order, obviously, from a court, a warrant from the police to say he has to come and see you. But we're ringing you up, really, because of the duty of care, and we're just showing you that, you know, he is not he's not being held by nobody. He's still got his own free will and free mind. And obviously, Patrick will identify himself with his date of birth and his home address in a minute.
Okay. Well, sir, is Mr. Coyle there? Can I speak to him?
Yeah, of course. This is what the call's all about. Patrick, go ahead.
Go ahead.
Hello,
go ahead,
Mr. Coyle. Hello, Patrick. Mr. Coyle. Patrick, you've been reported to us as a missing person. And until we physically see you, speak to you, in person, that is how the status will remain. We would very much like to speak to you in person, wherever you may be.
Well, tell me this here. I was illegally detained in a mental institution, right? I have no evidence previous of a mental problem, right?
use your woman about friends and families, homes and searching them, right? That's harassment, right? Now, I have no boss saying you so have, but I need to see some legal document that justifies you doing what you're doing. Justifying you, I need to see some court orders, right? I need to see some warrant. I need to see a warrant. As far as you're aware, you're speaking to Poppy Coyle. There's only one Poppy Coyle, right?
What's your date of birth?
5th of 10th, 73, right? 11, 80, Shamahi, Rupamwai, right? There's nothing. BT72TT.
What was the address you live at, sir? Sorry.
80 Shamahi Road from Rye.
8 Shamahi Road.
80 Shamavoy. Is it Shamavoy Road in Pomeroy?
Yeah.
Pomeroy.
Yeah. It's in my racket, so you don't really need to take ETV.
Is that where you're currently living at this moment?
Yes.
So if I called around there this evening, I would see you at that address?
No, you wouldn't.
So where are you living at the moment?
It's not Ireland, it's Mother. I can give you my email address, right?
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to give you my email address. You produce some legal documents, right, that I was illegally detained in Bluestone, and produce some legally warrants for my arrest. You can see me anytime.
Okay.
I'll give you my email address here now. So we need a missing persons number, because as far as I'm aware, that missing person number has never been arranged. You know what I mean? So I've been taking these quite a few times over the last number of weeks, several times when I was in there, trying to get help from the police, because what was happening to me was wrong. Now when I'm out, public, it's called me public. Now when I'm out, you're running around friends and family and searching their houses, you know what I mean? So that's you can't do that, because you need a warrant. You know, you have to have just cause. What's your just cause?
Patrick, as far as the police is concerned, you've been reported to us as a missing person, and we have a duty of care in relation to your welfare. And this can be resolved very quickly and very easily if you would... we will meet you at some prearranged location, if that's what suits, and we will speak to you in person and see you in person.
What does that contain? Does that contain arresting me and taking me back to Bluestone, or what does that contain?
Well, the first thing is we have to make sure that you are, your welfare and everything is being catered for, and that you're in.
Yeah, but you're not asking my questions. There's nothing wrong with my welfare and my mental status or anything. You know, there's nothing wrong with my health or nothing. I'm 40 years of age here, right? I'm 40 years of age. Let me speak. I know you're not a doctor, right? But you can't assess me. You've not worried about my mental health the last 40 years. So why should all of a sudden now you're worried about my health? You know, there's nothing wrong with my health. I've had the money over the last 40 years, and for the money hopefully for the next 40 years. So in the dealing of answering my question, you know, right? When I do meet you, right? If I decide to do meet you. What is your just cause, and what do you do then next?
Well, clearly
you're speaking to me now, and all seems well. Why do you need to see me in person?
Well, for a start, Patrick, I don't know who I'm speaking to, and I mean that because I don't know you, and for that very reason, you know, and I'm being this is being devil's advocate to a degree. At the end of the day, I could be speaking to anybody. I don't know who you are. I've never met you. I've never had cause to speak to you. This is the first time I'm speaking to a person who identifies himself to me on the phone as Patrick Coyle. What I have said to you...
Well, why would I get somebody else to speak in my behalf when, you know what I mean, that would be sort of breaking the law, wouldn't it? That would be giving miscarriage of justice, wouldn't it?
Well, put it this way, sir. Not everybody that speaks.
So, you know, I'm not that stupid to do that.
It's wholly honest. But sir, if you could tell me where you are, I can come and meet you, and we can discuss this. But at the end of the day, sir, I have to make sure that that your welfare is of paramount importance to us, and I need to see you in person.
What does that entail you? Why are you so keen now when you have never met me or interested in me, ever heard of me? Why are you so interested in coming and seeing me in person? What does that entail? Answer me, what does that entail? What do you actually do when you come and see me?
I come and see you, and first of all, the first thing that we have to do is to make sure that your welfare is catered for and that you're in good
form. What way? Of course I'm a good family figure now. So what else is that then?
Well, sir, the easiest way, we're going to go around in circles on this, sir. I would like to come and see you. If you could tell me where you are, I will come and see you with a colleague, or if need be, I'll come and see you on my own. But the bottom line is, sir, I need to come and see you. So if you tell me where you are...
So what you're saying there, that you're not going to arrest me, you're not going to take me away,
well,
you're not going to do nothing, you need to speak to me.
You can speak to me through
a window.
Sorry?
You know, I mean, is that what you're saying to me? You're not going to arrest me. You know, you're not going to. I'm not going to be taken back to Bluestone. You know what I mean? You know,
you are a person at this moment. With regard to what has been happening in Bluestone, I'm totally unaware of that. That is my concern is that you've been reported as a missing person, and I, as a police officer, have a positive obligation to make sure that you're okay. And
well, I can tell you, but you also have a duty here to me to make sure that, you know what I mean, when I was in Bluestone, I'd be looked after, you know what I mean, but obviously that didn't happen
whatever happens in Bluestone, I am not a medically qualified person or a person who engages in any sort of medical procedures or activities. What happens within Bluestone happens within Bluestone. If there is complaints about people of wrongdoing within Bluestone and they report to the police, then police will investigate. But the bottom line is, sir, at this moment in time, you're a missing person, and I would like to resolve that.
And can you give me that missing person's number? Can you?
Sorry?
Can you give me that missing person's number?
What do you mean, the missing person's number?
Well, when somebody goes missing, you know, it's logged onto your computer as a missing person. So
I have a smart
house
there for your missing person.
What is the number?
995. On the 5th of
What time?
Oh, I'd have to look at the computer, but that's what it is. Anyway, sir, we digress. Would you like to tell me where you are and I'll come and see you?
No, not the minute. No. I'm going to give you my email address here, right? Have you a pen there?
Sir, with all due respect, your email address isn't going to help
me.
Well,
it's when you produce documents to me, you know what I mean? To me that I was illegally detained, you had a proper warrant to come and arrest me and take me to Bluestone. You mean I no bother meeting you. I have no problem. I'm not hiding the fact. I'm more willing to come and see you.
What's your contact telephone number, sir?
Pardon?
What's your contact telephone number?
My email address is Patrick Coyle.
No, what telephone number?
My email address is Patrick Coyle.
Yes.
At mail,
yeah.
.com.
Okay.
.com.
Okay.
Right, so you can what's your first name there?
Sorry, Patrick, can I speak?
It's Aidan. Could you tell me what phone number you're phoning from?
01444.
This is his number?
This is a number. Now, you asked the question. I'm giving you the answer.
Yes. What telephone number is Patrick Coyle talking from?
He's calling from a private number that's withheld. It's 01444 390270.
390270.
It's a number on Skype in West Sussex, and I don't live in West Sussex, and Patrick doesn't live in Northern Ireland at the moment. He's in Europe, and that's all you get, and you'll need a boat or a plane to meet him today. But, we're not trying to be funny, officer, and I didn't get your first name or surname, Sergeant.
It's Aidan Pounder. But anyway, sir,
yeah.
With all due respect, how do you know that that Patrick is phoning from a withheld number?
Answer him the question, though.
Okay, what's your telephone number, Patrick, that you're using at this moment in time?
I'm not prepared to give that out to you. To you, send me legal documents that I was illegally detained, and you had a warrant for my arrest on that particular day.
Okay.
I mean, well, I'm telling you, people have to go for it. And prove to me, with my doctor's medical reports that I had a mental problem previous going into Bluestone, which is no such thing.
Right. Okay, sir. Well, listen, I've taken all the details that you've given me here, and I've made a note of them, and I'll record them accordingly. I would ask you once again before we finish here that you make yourself available for me to come and see you. I understand that you say that, well, your colleague says that you're currently in Europe. Would you like to tell me where you are in Europe?
Aidan, can you answer a few questions before, can you? When you come and see me, Aidan, right, or I go and see you, what's the protocol? What happens? What the questions do you ask me?
Well, the very first thing is that I have to see you in person to make sure that you're well. After
no,
that,
no. You're not asking a question. What are you going to discuss?
Well, as I said to you, I'm Patrick. My
no,
concern
no,
is,
what
your,
you
is your well-being.
My well-being is all right for 40 years. You've never no concern before us here. So, to me, that's kind of misleading me, you know, right? So I've asked me a question several times. Asking again, what happens when you come and meet me? What are you doing? What are you going to do? What questions are you going to ask me?
He's going to take you back to Belfast and put you in Craigavon Hospital for sure, officer.
Mr. Coyle is living in Europe at the moment, how do you know this?
The best thing to do is go and look at Loch Ness, officer. It's quite good at this time of year, Loch Ness. Well, that's the end of that one, because we have to make that other call, Patrick.
Yes.
Loch Ness, by the way, is where I live, just to make things interesting for them. We don't want to give them false hope. And the reason I mention Loch Ness is because I live near there, so I'm not actually deliberately doing anything wrong. I've only got 8.
Welcome to NI Direct, Northern Ireland Courts and Tribunal Service. Please note,
you come off,
lawful business purposes.
Yeah. Oh, you're 38, man, at NI Direct. How can I help?
Can you put me through Dungannon Court, please?
Dungannon Court, no problem. Is that Magistrates, Crown, County, Civil?
Magistrates,
no problem. And it was Dungannon, was it?
Yes, that's right.
Yeah, perfect. All right, so I'm just going to get you through here now to Dungannon Magistrates Court. I thought you were
okay.
Going through there. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. Andy, what do we ask for again? What do we ask for again, Andy?
You want...
Hello,
you talk there.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, it's with Dungannon Courthouse.
Hello, tell me this here. I'm on a conference call there. Andy, what's that again, how you have to ask for there?
Yeah. Patrick needs this gentleman, Patrick Coyle. He needs attested court documents, copies of all files, any court orders regarding him and his family case.
Was he up in court today?
No, they must be attested.
It was up in court on the 30th of July.
So you listed some in the family section?
Yes.
And it's Patrick Coyle.
Yes. Jesse Coyle too. That's my wife. Ex partner.
Just a minute, please.
It was called attested copies of all documents and court
orders. I'm going to transfer you over now. Just a minute, please.
Hello, can I help you?
Hello, I'm looking at all testing documents in a case there. That were on Patrick Coyle and Tracy Coyle.
Right. Is it a family case?
Yes.
Have you re-reference number or anything there?
I have no. The court hearing on the 30th of July, so it was passed.
Right. Okay. Bear with me, 3 seconds. The court orders you can get if it's just the court order.
Why not?
Looking. Yeah, that's
well, I'm all looking at all types of documents. All the documents. I'm looking at everything.
Let me see if I'm going to find here. Yeah, I'm looking bear with me a wee second, sorry.
Bear with me a wee second.
You'll be free to talk, Andy.
I've only got 5 minutes. I'm sure we can sort this out by email as well. I can email on your behalf to them asking.
Well, you can use my email.
Permission, great, okay.
Okay. Hi. Yes, I just spoke to my manager about that. You'll need to send in a letter just in writing requesting that, and we'll have to just show that to the judge. It's up to the judge whether or not he'll release everything that's on the file to yourself. But we'd need just to request it yourself in writing.
So what do I need to say on the document?
If you just write in a letter saying that you have a case before that was before the Family Proceedings Court on the 30th of July and you would like a copy of everything that is on the file.
Can I do that in email, can I?
You can send us an email, surely, yeah.
So what's your email address there?
Yeah, it's Dungannon Courthouse.
Uh-huh.
And that's all just one word and all lowercase. At uh-huh. CourtsNI. At CourtsNI.
Uh-huh.
.gov.uk.
And will you reply back to me an email, will you?
We'll let you know if we've received it then, yes.
So you can forward the documents back to me an email, can you? Rather than post them out?
No, we wouldn't be able to forward the court documents back to you in an email now because it's not deemed secure enough for that for court documents.
Uh-huh.
We would have to post them out. But it'll be up
great,
to the judge whether or not he can do that.
Great.
Okay.
Thank you.
Right, thanks.
Bye.
Oh, that was good.
What have you got, Andy?
Yeah, that's not bad. But they'll post it to your home address. That's any problem. Anyway,
that's no problem.
Well, it's
up to the judge if he gives them it or not.
That's true. Yeah. So I'll just say that was the update of Patrick Corr being safe and well. And judge from that what you want. We've also got Wendy Green in a similar situation in the USA, but for today. And a short show. Have a good day.